Across Germany by rail. So, with Willie and Sarah, along with a young lady from Norway, Cecile Dahl, whom Mrs. White had succeeded in leading to the Savior, and who would now serve as her translator, she began her six-week tour. By daylight the next morning, Wednesday, they had reached Frankfurt, Germany. Here she was particularly interested in the religious history of the town. Here Martin Luther, on his journey to the Diet of Worms in 1521, had taken ill and remained to rest a while. From this city he had sent a courageous message to Spalatin, secretary to Frederick of Saxony in Worms. "I am arrived here, though Satan sought to stop me in my way by sickness. From Eisenach to this place I have been suffering, and I am at this moment in a worse condition than ever. I find that Charles has issued an edict to terrify me, but Christ lives and we shall enter Worms in spite of all the counsels of hell, and all the powers of the air." The dwelling occupied by the reformer is still known as Luther House. About 7 that night the party reached Hamburg. Here they had a mile's walk from one station to another, plus a 2-hour wait. But the waiting room was thick with tobacco smoke, so Mrs. White was fortunate to find a chair in the entrance lobby while the rest of the travelers remained in the open air standing on the platform.